Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Friday, May 29th, 2015. And with me today, I have my I'm going to call you guys my photo pros. I have Adam Christensen with me. How are you, Adam?
Now I'm nervous. That's what it is. I'm no way a photo pro. I did work for a pretty big photo company that was bought by Google, though, for a while. Okay. So I guess I qualify.
Yeah, so you qualify. And Kelly Gumont.
I'm not a pro anything, so.
It's always a matter of perspective.
Okay, I'll give you that.
And an important life lesson I was taught many years ago is that in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. So all you need to do is be a little bit better than other people, and now you're just a pro.
Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah. Perfect. See, there you go. Yeah. Hey, we have a sponsor this week, and that sponsor is Pathfinder 7 from Cocotec, which is pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. We'll be talking about that soon. But before we do, I guess I kind of gave everyone a little bit of foreshadowing there, since I said photos. And I thought the first thing we could do is hop into a piece that you wrote yesterday, Kelly, about photo storage options. And we'll just see how this goes. Our two topics may just end up blending into one, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
So anyhow, fill us in on what you wrote yesterday.
Okay. So a lot of people's first exposure, I guess, to cloud storage for photos in particular is that you can... is cloud photo storage, iCloud Photo Library. And the reason for that is because if you upgrade to Yosemite and you get the Photos app, then you're sort of prompted, do you want to store all this online? And then you can have all your stuff on all your stuff. And that sounds pretty great. And so a lot of people say, okay, you know, for whatever reason, or they don't. But for a lot of people, that's sort of the first time that they've seen anything that allows for cloud photo storage. And they're not the only game in town. And the reason that this is important, there's a number of reasons this is important. One of them is if your Mac is not your only computer, if you're also a Windows user, it's kind of hard to do this. And because if you have a lot of pictures and you need to purchase extra space, Apple is not your most economical option in purchasing additional storage. So there are... you only get 5 gigabytes, and if you're using that for mail, if iCloud Mail is your primary email address, and you're storing a bunch of files, and maybe you're using PhotoStream, you're eating up a big chunk of your iCloud storage anyway, as far as what you get for free. So if you have a lot of pictures, particularly if you have a dedicated camera, I don't know what you call them anymore, but if you have a point and shoot camera that doesn't take phone calls or play Angry Birds, or you have a DSLR, like those images will take up a certain amount of space and you will eat up the rest of your iCloud data pretty quickly. So there's a few options available to you aside from that. The first is the newest, because it came out or was announced yesterday at Google I/O, which is like WWDC, but for Android people. And Google Photos is a new thing, and they call it free unlimited storage. And there's basically two tiers of plan here. It's free unlimited storage to put all your pictures up, but they do compress them a little bit, so you're not getting your pure unadulterated image back out of that library. If you want to have the original image in its full uncompressed glory, then it's tied to whatever storage space you have. So you get a certain amount of space that's tied to your account as part of a Gmail address, and you get a certain amount of space if you're using Google Drive. You can purchase more space if you so desire. But I think to start out with for nothing, if you want your files in their original state, you get, I think it's 15 gigabytes, because that's what most people have on their Gmail address as far as storage goes. Amazon also offers a cloud storage option. Microsoft with OneDrive has one. Dropbox has one. But the thing with Amazon, Microsoft, and Dropbox is that those are not... Dropbox actually does have a carousel service, but Dropbox itself you can use to store photos if you want to. And if you're just using disk space, basically, from Amazon or from Microsoft, there's not necessarily a specific photo interface. Like, I just want my pictures to do this.
Although, Dropbox, I'm totally interrupting.
Yes, you are.
Although with Microsoft, that is changing, because Microsoft announced a few days ago that they're releasing a whole suite of apps for iOS that are very tightly integrated with OneDrive, and they will have an app that that essentially replaces Photos on your iPhone and gives you that level of image integration between OneDrive and your iPhone.
Because right now it's just putting pictures there. You don't really get a... There's not a picture, a photo-specific interface. Dropbox has Carousel, which will do that for you.
Right. So once Microsoft's option rolls out, which they want this to happen along with the official Windows 10 release, not the beta that's out right now. So later this year, then OneDrive for a lot of people suddenly becomes a lot more compelling as a photo storage option.
Well, it becomes a lot more compelling as an all kind of option, because this is one of the first things we've seen out of Microsoft. Now that they've done this, we care less what screen you're using as long as it's got Microsoft stuff on it approach.
Yeah.
Which didn't used to be the case, and they've sort of uncoupled from that hardware. You know, if you want this, you have to buy Windows hardware. And now that that approach has shifted slightly, thanks to the new CEO, I've been really curious about this stuff. I kind of want to get my hands on something that'll run Windows 10, and I want to see what the photo apps are going to end up being. So that's going to be cool.
Yes,
interesting.
Indeed.
So if you want something that is actually photo-specific... and also, one of the other things, I just need to back up for a second. I apologize for being sort of disjointed today. One of the other things that was interesting about the Google Photos was that they talked about how you could share them and there was no login or any other sort of hoop you had to jump through in order to get to share those photos with people. And that's pretty nifty, because a lot of times that's not the case. But there are two other services that offer... both, you know, you can privacy controls. You can share them with people or not if you don't want to. And they are SmugMug and Flickr. And those are two very specific photo storage companies. That's all they do. They're into saving your pictures for you. That's their whole jam. SmugMug is paid regardless. There's a free trial, but the lowest price plan is $5 a month. And then Flickr is free for certain features. There's a certain amount of stuff that you get from Flickr for nothing. And most people are going to be totally happy with free Flickr if that's what they want to use. Adam can talk to us more about Flickr, because I'm going to have him do that.
Yes.
But one of the nice things about SmugMug is that you can group things in albums. You can make albums private and public. You can share with other people who are on other things. And the nice thing about SmugMug, in my estimation, is that it's been paid from the get-go. There's no such thing as a free account on SmugMug. And so they're probably not going away. They've been around for 13 years now, because everything they do is paid. If you were somebody who used, I think it was Everpix or another one of those services that I now can't remember the name of, because it came and went in less than a year, everybody went, oh, this sounds really awesome, and then jumped into it head first and got burned by it, because then they shut down and went away because it wasn't sustainable by giving everybody all this storage for nothing, because they had no other business plan that was bringing them money. So that's one of the nice things about SmugMug, is you're paying for a service, but part of paying for a service means that you're sort of helping establish the fact that it's not going to have to disappear on you. And Flickr is backed by Yahoo now, so Flickr has a larger company behind it, which is sort of helpful. And Flickr's made some changes lately that are actually kind of interesting and useful, and in some places give you an edge over cloud library. Right, Adam?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Adam, before we hop into that, how about if I do our sponsor?
Oh, absolutely.
And then we can just like go elbow deep into Flickr.
Okay.
So, yeah. All right. Well, yes, we do have our sponsor this week, and that is Pathfinder 7 from Cocotec. And if you're not familiar with Pathfinder 7 and you are a Mac OS X user, you probably want to be familiar with Pathfinder 7, because what it does is it works as a, sort of like a companion app for the Finder, and it lets you do so much more. I always felt that I had a lot of flexibility in how I worked with files and folders until I started using Pathfinder, and then I realized that up until that point, I'd been hobbled. And I don't like being hobbled because, well, I just don't like that. So with Pathfinder 7, you have so many more keyboard shortcuts that you can use, which I think is great, because the more you can keep your hands on the keys as opposed to having to take a hand off to use a trackpad or a mouse or a trackball or you know, stylus on a tablet, whatever, the more efficient you can be, because it's all about economy of motion when we're working with these types of interfaces. And you can be so much more efficient with Pathfinder 7 than you can with the Finder. I love that that it has really powerful comparison tools built in, so that I can look at multiple folders and match up what's in each one and make sure that the versioning is the same across all of these folders. I can synchronize files across folders and across servers without needing to have extra software. I mean, just all this stuff is amazingly wonderful. I love that that I can have multiple folders open in the same window, which makes it really easy to move content back and forth. And then I also love that if I need to connect to a hard drive or a server that is not Mac formatted, that Pathfinder 7 is smart enough to know that it shouldn't put DSStore files, the invisible files that otherwise get scattered all across drives. It won't put those on those volumes, which I think is fantastic. So, yeah, there's just so much you can do. Oh, and searches. It will bypass Safari and do its, and it builds its own search database. And it is so fast. It is so much faster to search for files and folders in Pathfinder than in Spotlight. Absolutely love it. So, anyhow, what you need to do is go to their website, cocotech.com/Pathfinder. Download the demo. Give it a shot. I think you're going to absolutely love it. So that means you'll end up wanting to buy it. Use our discount code TDO. Get yourself 25% off and you know, save yourself a few dollars. You can go over to the coffee shop and get yourself a drink, because you deserve that too. So anyhow, cocotech.com/Pathfinder. Download Pathfinder 7, give it a shot, and use our discount code TDO. Get yourself a discount. And thank you, Cocotech, for being our sponsor this week. Okay, so Adam.
Flickr. Yeah, you know, I've always had this interesting relationship with Flickr. I've had a pro account for forever. I mean, they've been focused on photos. I'll throw stuff up there over the years and sort of kind of forget about it. Mm-hmm. And so it's interesting now that, you know, cloud photo storage is becoming a thing. It seems like Flickr's back in kind of a big way. And the big way for me was with their photo service now. They are offering a free terabyte of storage. And looking at the other services that, you know, Kelly was talking about earlier, to get that same kind of storage, it's about, I think it's $6.99 if you're on Microsoft. It's $9.99 if it's Dropbox or Google Drive. So, yeah, and that's a month. So they're basically giving you about $120 value, let's just call it, you know, if we average Dropbox and those guys together, for free. And they're not doing extra compression. They'll let you upload as much as you want. It seems like the only disadvantage I'm seeing on the storage side is I don't think they have any options to buy more, which is interesting. And the other disadvantage I noted was that I think if you're using a free account, they are doing, you know, the way they're paying for it. So unlike the services, Kelly, you mentioned, you know, it sort of went away because they didn't figure out how to pay for it. I think Flickr is doing ads. Mm-hmm. So if you use the app, or you use the web service, I guess there will be ads around your content. Now, because I've been a Flickr user for so long, I actually already had a pro account, which you paid $25 a year for, I think is what I pay. Mm-hmm. And so if you are in that group, you actually get unlimited storage as long as you continue to auto-renew your pro account.
So $25 a year.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. You cannot buy a pro account now. They don't have them anymore. So it's a grandfathered thing. The minute you let the auto-renew stop, then you're out and you can't, you're back to just the free terabyte. But a terabyte is going to be more than most people, I think, need. I mean, I have 16,000 photos in my photo library, which isn't big. But, you know, that's about 100 megabytes. I think I have about 113 megabyte or gigabytes, rather, sorry, gigabytes of storage. So, I mean, I can tenfold the number of photos that I have and probably still be covered by Flickr. So first and foremost is the storage with Flickr. It's, I think it's the most affordable if you're just looking to do photo stuff. So, you know, just focusing on the photos thing. And then secondly, it's one of the few services that will do the two features I think people really want is, you know, I take photos with the camera app on my iPhone and automatically those photos go into the cloud. And it seems like everybody has that feature pretty well down. So whether you pick you know, Google or Dropbox, you know, they have an auto uploader from your iPhone device or your iOS device or Android device. Where it seemed to be lacking to me is I still want to be able to manage my photos from other sources in the Photos app on the Mac. So I really wanted a service that would automatically, you know, see what I was adding to photos and also upload that to the service. And Flickr has it's beta right now. They have an uploader app that you can run on your Mac and it will do exactly that. So if I have a DSLR and I plug that in and I import that into the Photos app, it's going to see that and it will automatically upload there. And then they take it one step further because when you first run the uploader, it first asks you, hey, you want us to sort of find photos that are in other common locations on your Mac. So for example, anything that's in your pictures folder, anything that might be in your downloads folder, and you can turn these on or off. So you can say, yes, I want you to watch, you know, anything that's in my pictures folder, go ahead and throw that into Flickr automatically for me. And if I add new stuff, so it kind of sets up these watched folders and you can add any folder, any external hard drive. So wherever you might have your photos going into, it will kind of manage all of that stuff for you, which I thought was really, really great. And you can opt out too. So if you have folders you don't want it to do, and then it'll do smart things like when it's doing the auto uploading, automatically create, if it sees a folder, it'll create an album from that folder automatically. So I thought that was really cool. The only advantage I think that if you're going to use iCloud Photo Library has in terms of the auto uploading from your Mac sort of thing is once you've pushed stuff into the Flickr storage, if you're doing any editing or you're doing any deleting on either side, so whether you edit in the Photos app or you edit on Flickr, those aren't going to sync up. Your edits aren't synced. So it's only an upload thing. And I think that's more a limitation of Apple, not necessarily Flickr. And then the only other thing I want to comment on the uploader versus, because I did an iCloud Photo Library as well. iCloud Photo Library, when you first turn it on, it starts uploading all your images and you kind of get a little progress bar, but that's about it. And anybody who's done it knows it'll stall, look like it's stalled out. It'll look like you're not really sure what's going on with it. And that was very frustrating to me because I didn't know, you know, is it stuck? Do I need to stop it? And it turns out you don't. You kind of just have to let it run and do its thing, but you really don't know what it's doing. The Flickr Uploader app actually puts a little thing in your menu bar. And as it's uploading, it's giving you thumbnails and it's showing you a progress of how many it has left to do. So you can see what's being uploaded, how long it's taking. And then even if you go further into the preferences, it gives you even more detail, like the current file name that's being uploaded, how many you have left out of how many it's going to upload, and those sorts of things. So right off the bat, just even the uploading experience, I think, with Flickr was awesome. And I don't know how long we want to go because I got lots to talk about this. I think the last thing I'll just comment on Flickr, Kelly already mentioned that the apps have been updated. I think they look a lot better just from a UI perspective. Mm-hmm. But then the other thing that really pushed me over the top, and I didn't really know about this feature until I read something over on NextWeb, Flickr is doing some image analysis. And they're using computers. They're very, you know, to respect people's privacy, they're very adamant about pointing out, hey, we have an algorithm, we have a computer that's looking and analyzing your photos for content, And what they're doing behind the scenes is they're automatically applying metadata, basically tags or keywords to your photos. So once you have your photos up there, they go into what they're calling the camera roll, which is just like, you know, where all your photos end up. And I should point out, too, everything that's uploaded automatically goes up with as fully private. So it's for your viewing. Yeah, and then you can go back in after the fact and decide, you know, I want friends and family to be able to see this. I want the public to be able to see this. But just right off the bat, everything goes in completely private. But then what they're doing is they're creating, on the web, they call it Magic View. And unfortunately, you don't have this view in the iOS app yet, but the data is still there. So what Magic View does is it auto-categorizes these images based on that image analysis data. So, for example, it sets up some top-level categories of bird or animal, architecture, food, landscape, people. And then under that, it starts breaking them down into even subcategories. So there's like under animal, you've got bird, cat, dog. Under architecture, you have arch, bridge, city, tower. If you're looking at people, it's going to group it into child, crowd, portrait, even wedding.
Wow.
And it automatically pulls out those photos. So you get this auto sort of organization. And for me, I'm a much more visual person. So I can usually remember when I'm looking for a photo, what's in the photo, right? It's like I gave the example, we have the San Diego Zoo here and we'll go to the zoo. You know, over the past, you know, 20 years, I've been going to the zoo and I have all kinds of different photos. So if I type the search gorilla, suddenly I'm just getting all of my photos that have gorillas in them automatically. And I haven't gone in, I haven't done any tagging, and it's surprisingly accurate. I would say it's about 70%, maybe 80% accurate. There are a few kind of false positives. But it just really helps out with the organization. And the search ends up being really fast because it's a tagged sort of keyword search. Mm-hmm. And it even works really well on the iOS app. So even though they don't have this sort of auto-categorized hierarchy yet, you can still do the same search and those photos will come back. And I think that's sort of the killer feature that Flickr has over some of these other services. And then by default, it still does organize just like Apple does, both within the app on iOS and on the Mac, where it's, you know, by year and then by month and so it breaks and then by day. So it, you know, sort of has that moments collections sort of hierarchy.
So one thing I just want to point out about Flickr, because this is a thing that I think is really nifty, is that if you are somebody who has not upgraded to Yosemite, if you're still using Mavericks or something earlier and you're using iPhoto, Flickr is one of your automatic options for sharing out.
Right.
Of iPhoto. So if you haven't moved to the Photos app yet, you still have that, and that's great. And it's a really easy way to share. Like Adam was talking about, you get a lot of feedback from the uploader. And then if part of the reason that you are using Apple's photo ecosystem is because you want to get that stuff on your Apple TV, this is always the thing. We've bought two sets of parents at my house. We purchased them Apple TVs and then set up a photo stream that everyone can contribute to. So if they have it on screensaver, then they can get pictures of kids and grandkids and trips and whatever, you know, the people that anybody in the family is able to send to that particular photo stream. And we did that. And then when we did this, you can also search Flickr. So if you are already invested in Flickr, you can use a Flickr album as your or a Flickr search as the screensaver on your Apple TV. So like right now, I go in and change mine occasionally on my Apple TV. So right now what I have on mine is I did a search for tags for Disneyland and retro. And so all it gives me is like old pictures of Disneyland, which is awesome. At my house anyway, it goes over really well. And you can also set it up to have your own Flickr stream or a particular album in your Flickr stream. So if part of what you want is to have those photos in other places, Flickr has done a really good job of that. And Apple has integrated a lot of that as part of the OS. So there's a lot of easy stuff that you can do in Flickr. You don't have to be stuck on PhotoStream or stuck in the Photos app in order to be able to take advantage of some of this stuff. So if you haven't upgraded to Yosemite for whatever reason, that doesn't prevent you from being able to take advantage of some of these cool features and other stuff.
Yeah, and Flickr, another nice thing about Flickr is it's going to be completely cross-platform. So if you've chosen to live your life as a Mac user but with an Android phone, you know, they do have the Android app. And so you could have all of this stuff going into one cloud repository.
And it's primarily a web interface from Flickr. So if you are the opposite, if you are you have an iPhone and a couple of iPads and a Windows machine, then you can still achieve the same thing. Yeah.
And they do have image editing and all that stuff too. And we don't need to dive into that. I mean, they have all the things that you would expect them to have. The only thing I'll comment on there is I believe they use Aviary, which is now an Adobe product, and it's a web-based editor. That I noticed can be a little bit slow in terms of processing. But I mean, you still get all those features of having filters and being able to do cropping to specific sizes and rotating and all that stuff. So you still do have all that functionality as well.
Awesome. All right. We're out of time.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, but wow, this was awesome because it's good to know that there are options to iCloud Photo and that they're totally reasonable options. Yeah. So it looks like right now the best choice is if you want to store your photos online but don't want to use Apple's iCloud Photo service is either Google Photos or Flickr.
Yep.
And then later this year, possibly Microsoft OneDrive as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would agree. Yeah.
All right. Well, Adam, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here. And Kelly, thank you for being here.
Of course, my pleasure.
And as always, it's awesome to have you here too. It's also awesome that Cocotec's Pathfinder 7 has been our sponsor all week. Please go to their website. It's spelled COCOATECH.com/Pathfinder. Download the trial version, give it a shot, and then use our discount code TDO to get yourself 25% off. I think you're really going to like Pathfinder 7. I know I do. And listeners, thank you so much for being with us again this week. We'll see you next Monday.